Blog Talk Radio.
All right, guys. What's happening, everybody? How are you doing? This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. And today is Friday, and we are celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records. Hallelujah, salvation, glory. God is good all the time. And, you know, the weather is kind of weird here. We're going in and out again. One minute it's raining, and the next minute the sun is shining. It just is indecisive weather here. And I know they got the same thing going on in California. But listen, I want to bring my special guest on right here and right now, Mr. Thomas Shelby. What's up, Tommy?
What's up, well, Dad? What's up?
Hey, Tommy, I got a big... I got somebody on the line that just got to say hello to you. What's up, man? Do your thing, brother. You are on.
Thomas Oliver
Me?
Shelby.
Yes, it is. Thomas Oliver.
What's up, man? How you doing? Child. This is T-Meyer.
No, my brother in Christ.
Yes.
T-Meyer McCain.
That's right.
We
have the old school Lakesiders in the house, man. Woo, go ahead on.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes.
Another day's journey. Woo.
Yes,
yeah.
And we're still here.
That's right.
Hey, Tommy.
Yes, sir.
I just have to tell you that it's important. It's really important because today we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles. Every Friday on Solar, we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles records and stuff. And so to have you two on from the original Lakeside, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing, man. And God bless both of y'all. I remember, you know, going on tour, and I tell T-Meyer this all the time, and our bus broke down, and T-Meyer had to sit next to I didn't have to, but I sat next to T-Meyer, and it was such a great honor that all he talked to me about was the Lord. I thought, Tommy, I was going to be learning about the girls. I thought he was going to tell me about the road. Oh, man, you got to be careful.
Right.
Man, all he talked about was the Lord. And I remember looking around going, what is going on here? What's really going on?
Yeah.
But my mother's prayers were working, boy. They were working. She says, we're going to pray for you. I was like, okay, Mom, you pray for me. And all of a sudden, here we go. I'm sitting right next to T-Meyer. He's like, hey, your mom, prayer.
Prayer works, won't it?
Oh,
yes.
All the time.
You know, we got a saying. Won't he do it?
That's
he
right.
Will.
Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Well, you know, I had the pleasure of having Thomas Shelby come and visit our church. And he was a real blessing. Everybody loved him, and he really had some good, strong words from the Lord to share with us.
Yes,
and, of
yes,
course, you know, in
yes.
Tommy's own manner, he started singing, you know. And that was, he just blessed us all the way around. It was good to have him there.
Oh, man, that's so awesome.
Yes.
That
yes,
God is
yes.
good all the time, man. So just real quickly, when's the last time you two been on stage together?
Could you repeat that for me? I didn't hear that part, the last part.
The last time you guys have been on stage, not in church, but on stage
right.
with Lakeside. The last time. Ooh. What was the last time?
It was at the Ooh. Greek Theater, wasn't it, Timar, I believe? The Greek Theater.
Either there or Dayton, when I came to Dayton, and I didn't even know you guys were performing. And somebody
oh,
told
that's
me.
That's right. That's right.
And then
that was the best.
And I was only
did,
supposed
right?
to. I was only supposed to do one song, and that was Fantastic
song,
Voyage
right.
at the end. But Mark had called me up, and I ended up doing the whole show.
Yes. What?
Yeah.
Let me say this, Wardell. A lot of people don't realize. See, it's hard for him to forget the choreography because he invented it. You know?
Oh my goodness.
So, you know,
I didn't know that.
Actually, it was Tommy and I, both of us, did the choreography.
Right.
And here's the thing, Wardell. When Tommy got in the group, I was like, yes, because, you know, Tommy was very popular in Dayton. He could dance and all of that, you know. And I said, good, we got somebody that can do this choreography because I didn't
really want
to do it. But then when he got in the group, he just started pulling me into it. Come on, T-Mar, and what about this? And he started, I'm like, go on and do it, Tommy. You know, you got it. It's yours. But he wouldn't let me rest, man. And he actually pulled me into it. And then from that point on, we became a team.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's so beautiful, man. And
God
you guys,
is so good, man.
Yes, he is all the time. And you know, when you guys did for me, that was the first time ever going on a professional tour, and that was with you guys. And I was really blown away.
Wow.
And so, but the thing was, like, the song Giving Into Love, when Tommy would break it, when y'all would break it down and Tommy starts talking to the audience, I was like,
yeah.
I was like a child, man, sitting there going, oh. It was like this guy is really, he's really taking this on his own shoulders now. And you probably done it so many years, but for me, it was just the beginning. I was just learning and listening and learning and watching. And man, that was such a blessing. And so I actually have the live version of that song here. And so,
oh, do you?
Yes, when you break it down and you talk it, I play it periodically and the girls go, oh, that's my jam. So as a matter of fact, Tommy, I have a girl that just called in and I said, what? The show hasn't even started. What did you get? She started laughing. She goes, oh, okay. Well, I'll call back with you. So, you know, and she's like,
awesome.
She's like, I'm going to this show. I'm going to that show. I'm going to this. Y'all have a few shows
awesome.
Back in, she's in Michigan. So Detroit.
Okay.
So y'all have some shows coming up.
We're supposed to be up there this summer.
Yeah, she already got
the
tickets.
In a couple of months, I believe.
She has the shows for two different places already. So she's going to see you guys. But yeah, she loves you guys. So she'll call
her already.
as Julianne, and she also sent me a picture of her and Will. And so she was like,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't. She says, please send that to Tommy. He'll like it. And I said, okay, I'll send it to him.
Yeah.
But I,
yes, please.
But, you know, it's just a beautiful
get
thing.
Get her number, Wardell, and I will take care of her and a guest.
Oh,
when
wow.
We get there.
Julianne, do you hear that? Oh, that is so
sweet. I'm
going
to have to
thank
pull
you.
Some strings because I got a lot of family up there. So, but I got her and a guest.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. That's so sweet. So, T-Meyer, any special stories, anything that you want to share before we get into Tommy's career here? His solo career.
A lot of the stories I have back in the day, I probably couldn't say it now.
Thank you, T-Meyer. That was the old, right?
Yeah, that was the old time.
As the word says, he that is in Christ is a new creature.
That's
all
right. And Tommy
away.
And Tommy got he Tommy has some stories about me too. The old T-Meyer,
the player.
Okay. But what about something simple like when something special about you guys' first gig? Like, how did that work out? That first gig.
You know what, Wardell? That was so long ago. I don't even remember the first gig. I remember our trip to California.
Go ahead. That trip to Cali.
All I can remember is that Tommy was always a showman from the start. I mean, when we were doing nightclubs and stuff, Tommy was the one that would stand on tables and crawl on the floor while he's singing, you know.
Right. That's
doing it. I mean, anything to get the audience involved, and it always worked.
Right.
The antics, yes.
I'm
going to tell you stories. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Tommy, before you forget.
I was going to say, you know, what we used to do. Now, this is not like our first concert or nothing. We used to play in Canada a lot, right?
Uh-huh.
And so me and T-Meyer and Otis would choreograph some karate scenes. You know, and we'd be walking down the street, then all of a sudden break out into a scene, and it's like we're fighting, you know? it used to freak people out, man.
Oh, wow. That is kind of wild.
And then we incorporated that in one of our shows, and it was so funny because we were doing a song, and then somehow Otis and I got into it. And then Otis broke out in the karate stand. I broke out in the karate stand, and we start warming up karate style, right, doing kicks and throwing punches, just warming up.
And
then
this
when
was
we got
before the movie, that, the Five Heartbeats movie. It was before that. Okay.
Yeah.
Way before that.
Yeah. And then when we got ready to fight each other, we broke out and started doing the robot and all kind of dances. So
oh my God!
It kind
God.
Of turned into
yeah.
that. Yeah. So it was, that was good, and it really the audience really loved it, you know. But we used to do little skits and stuff like that within the show. But when we started doing big concerts, we didn't have time to do all of that. We had to do our hits, you know.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Thomas Shelby, T. Meyer McCain. You guys, hey, T. Meyer, I need you to go ahead on an interview, Tommy, for a second. I have to take this other call on the other. I got to see who this person is that's calling in from a 1111111 number. So I got to make
sure. Okay.
Just got to make sure everything's right. But T. Meyer, you got it.
Okay. Thomas,
well, we know
back,
each other
man.
Already.
I know. I know most of this, but, you know, a lot of your our fans and the audience out here probably don't know. Tell your story. How did you actually get started with music?
Well, believe it or not, there was always a piano in my house. My mom played the piano, and my dad sung and danced. He missed out on the vaudeville. But there was always a piano, man. And so, I didn't think about being in the entertainment, man. I wanted to be a basketball player or a baseball player. That was the last thing on my mind, you know, because I always sung in the church.
Right.
You know, my my first time that I've ever sung outside of the church was at Westwood High School. There was a talent show going on, and this guy, David Connors, I don't know if you know him, T-Mon. He went to Rhodes.
No.
Okay, but anyway, he said, man, I hear you singing a lot in the hallways, man. Look, let's do this group. Let's get in this talent show. I said, man, I don't know what for, you know. And so we did it, and the music instructor at that time was a lady by the name of Miss Blackburn. I'll never forget her name because I had a crush on her. Oh, okay, we'll leave that part alone. Yeah. And so they wanted to do some song. I don't know what it was. It was me, him, and two twins. Anyway, long story short, she said, you got any other songs? Y'all know any other songs? I said, well, I know one song, and it so happened to be Baby Workout by Jackie Wilson. And it was simple. Yeah, so we did it. We won the talent show, and keeping it real, I was hooked. All the girls were screaming and stuff. I was shocked, you know. I said, well, hey, I like this. And it started then, right then and there. That was it. I got hooked.
Mm.
I still play basketball, but you know that, T-Mar. Me and Otis used to play a lot.
Yeah. Yeah,
and me, and I played with him too.
Yeah, and my favorite guard was Wardell Cox. Gotta keep it real. You know?
We played. Oh man, we
yes,
were.
Sir.
Hold on,
yes,
whose studio was that? Whose studio were we in? We're outside of his.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name.
Man, we
away.
Used to run.
From Motown.
Leon used to run too. Leon was good. He just never passed the ball.
And he had an attitude. Every time he missed the shot, he would have an attitude.
Hey,
I'm like, what?
Bless
you
him
missed
heart.
The shot. You missed the shot, mister.
Mama say, bless him heart. Him special. But we loved him, and we got along. It was great, though, you know. And I don't know if you've told your story, Wardell, because one day I'd like to interview you and you to tell the people how you got from Philadelphia to Los Angeles.
By the way, of Dayton, Ohio. Lord, I got to tell you guys.
Right.
I was in a group called The Intrigues. I played drums for
really?
Them. Yeah, and this was like right before I came out to Los Angeles to audition. And we had a gig in Dayton, Ohio. And the name of the club was called The Bellywigs. Do you remember that?
Okay. Yeah.
The Bellywigs.
He's a youngster.
The Bellywigs is a giant. The stage was giant. The club was not that big, but the stage was huge, and we performed there. But our car broke down.
Well, see, it used to be called the Golden Lion.
Oh.
At one time, but they redid it, and that's when they named it what you just said, because I can't even remember that name, but it used to be the Golden Lion.
Yeah.
Oh, but anyway, I learned how cold it gets over there. I was like, oh, my God. But listen. Okay, listen
it
to you guys.
It's real cold.
Tommy, here you go. Here you go.
I hear it.
I was in class right here, boy. This was class.
We're gonna have a little sing-along. We're gonna turn this into the Concord.
But you got the whole thing.
Philharmonic, okay?
I'm telling you, and I can let it go and let it go. But it's like the people love it when I play it. They're like, man, this thing is 11 minutes long. That thing is so it is so beautiful. Hey.
Well, that was the first solar tour, wasn't it, I believe?
Yes.
Concord Pavilion, Walnut Creek, California.
Oh, my God.
You
guys was
on the show, remember?
Yes. We had just got off this. So all I did was go backstage, change my clothes, and went out in the audience and sat there.
Oh, did you?
That was it. I sat there and watched you guys do. Yes, that was great. I also I was like, whoa, there's a lot of girls out here. And so I did get kind of like, oh, this is kind of fun coming out here.
Yeah.
I started hanging out with Will and Kevin and all of them, and we were just, But anyway, I also have my partner, Don Fleming, on the line. Don, are you there?
I'm on the road, but I am here.
John, how you doing, man?
I'm good. Hey, what's up, man? Long time no hear.
Yeah.
How you doing, Don?
I'm good. Like I said, I'm on the road. I got to get my brake pads changed, but I'm good. I'm here. I'm hanging out with you guys.
Y'all hear my dog bark?
Yes, we do.
Come on. Get in here.
That dog is like, what is all these people on the line? I'm getting on, too.
Soon as I got on, you know, he started barking. I'm like, hey, Don's here. All right.
Yeah. Hey, guys, here's the funny part. All bark, no bite. He's a mean pin. He's real small. He's a miniature Doberman.
Okay. A miniature Doberman.
His name is KD. You got to ask me what KD stands for.
What is that? What does it stand for?
What does KD stand for?
It stands for King David.
All
my dogs have been named after prophets.
That's great. Mm. So that's beautiful. I love it. Don, were you able to upload that song?
I didn't get it. I couldn't for some reason. I had to reboot, and then by the time I was waiting for the reboot, I'm like, well, I got to go before they they not taking me in tonight. So, you know, we're supposed to close around 5 o'clock, so I apologize.
Okay.
But I got it, man. I was listening to it. It's a jam.
All right.
I'm going to have to set up on my show.
I want to get everybody to hear it, though.
No,
I
mean, man.
I do, too.
I was like, Don, I need you to do this. I can't get it uploaded. Can you please upload this? He's like, okay. When he called me, I was like, yes, he did it.
You know, it's funny. It's funny. He gets me to try to upload, like I have the power. He always uploads music. But then I got to ask him to upload.
At the last moment, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a hit or miss on my computer, so I have to reboot the whole thing. I told him, I gotta head out, but I wanted to holler at Thomas and everybody and say hello because I haven't heard from you in a while, brother. It's good talking to you.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate
you guys having me on. And you
hold on.
See how God works. Now you got to have me back on again just to play the song.
Oh man. We got it. We well, that's just one. I got a few of your songs, but so listen.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, but I want to also.
You ain't here for nothing.
I got the lady that took the picture with William, and so
okay.
I'm gonna bring her on right now. Sweetheart, are you there?
I am here.
All right.
Oh, Mademoiselle.
There's Thomas Shelby.
Hello, this is Julian. I'm calling from Detroit.
Ian, that name sounds familiar.
Okay. First of all, I'm going to say hello to everybody, Don, T. Meyer, Wardell. It is a pleasure talking to you, Tom.
Did Wardell tell you that you're going to be a guest of mine when we come up there?
I heard, yes.
She heard it on the radio.
Yeah.
I didn't have to tell her.
God.
Do you have a pen? I want to give
you
the date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
do you have a pen? I
want to
give you the date.
I think it's June 26th.
You're correct.
I just looked at my ticket. Yeah, uh-huh.
Who knows?
Awesome.
She's ready. She's ready for showtime.
Ready.
I need you to give her my phone number. I'm not going to put it on the airwaves.
Okay.
That way she can remind me. Okay.
So June 26th. All right. Who else is going to be on that show? Do y'all know who else is going to be on that show?
Offhand, I don't know. I think Ohio Players. I'm not sure.
Oh, wow.
I haven't seen the brochure.
I think it's her Rolls Royce, maybe.
Okay.
I think maybe Rolls Royce,
too. Yeah, we work with him a lot. Yeah, we work with him a lot.
Oh, y'all care about it.
Tommy, I think she knows more about the show than you do. So.
I'm getting ready to ask her, where's the venue? All I have is the date and the city, you know?
It's an outdoor
venue. But you guys understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, they understand because
hard.
Many a time we never even know what the front of the venue looks like because we're always going through the back.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, it's
That's
hard
true.
To
That's true.
Say words what, you know.
But you said, Julian, you said you have two tickets. Do you have another place in another city?
Well, they're going to be at the Cincinnati Music Festival.
Oh, Cincinnati.
Correct.
Okay.
That's in July. That's
okay.
In July.
Yeah.
How do you remember that?
I plan on going to that one. That's the one I plan on going to. Yeah.
Oh.
T-Mar, you got to come to May 17th, T-Mar. We're at the L.A. County Fair in Pomona.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah, you got a lifetime thing, so we won't worry about that.
Oh, man. You guys got it going.
That's
on,
May
man.
17th.
May 17th.
Well, since we're at this, do you mind me, why don't we allow her to give out a few more of our dates around the country?
Yeah.
Do you mind?
You know what? I just know about Detroit and Cincinnati because that's where I'm going.
Yeah, you can drive down to Cincinnati.
Yes, to Cincinnati.
About 4 hours. Yeah.
Yes.
You're in Detroit.
Oh, I am. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Yeah, but awesome. I want to say, my first time seeing you guys was at the Solar Galaxy of Stars review. And everybody was there. Dynasty, Lakeside, the Whispers,
right.
Kevin Lucas.
Yeah.
Shalimar.
What city was that?
Detroit. It was Detroit.
Oh, was it? Okay. I think that was Joe Louis Arena.
Probably so. Joe Louis Arena. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
And
I'm a little jealous right now.
T-Meyer.
I'm a little jealous right now.
That's the stage, T-Meyer. We were coming out, guys, and I fell onto the stage.
Oh wow.
And while I was on it, I fell coming out, and I rolled over and pulled out my sword. I don't know if you remember that, T-Meyer. Y'all cracked up on me.
Tommy, did you play it off?
Pulled out his sword.
That was part of the act, huh? All right.
Man. I tripped over one of the cords.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. They should have had the cords taped down. Jeez, that's crazy.
Well, you know, some people better than others. The pros know, the rest guess.
Yeah.
It taught me a lesson, though, to beware.
Yes, absolutely.
Us. Well, hey, awesome. You got a chance to see that. Awesome.
Also,
at Masonic Temple, you guys, I saw you at Masonic Temple, and every time you came to Detroit, I was there. And you guys were here about 3 years ago. It was about 3 years ago in Pontiac. And me and my daughter was right up front, and I was the only one that knew all the words to the song. I don't know if you remember this or not, but we were like eye to eye. You were like, wow. Your expression was like, well, you know all these words. But right?
Well, you know what? Now you know you've got a lifetime. For you to know the songs, come on now. You deserve that. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. I am 61 now. And you are.
I don't know how that could be because I'm only 55.
I have all of y'all beat. I'm only 25.
T-Mar's the youngest. Whatever.
Remember Grave Digger?
I've heard
you
of that.
He was our bus driver. He was the bus driver. Yeah.
He was part of our crew, I believe.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were friends.
He drove our bus or y'all's bus. I think he drove you guys' bus, Wardell.
He drove Dynasty's bus, yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Wow. Yep. He passed on.
You go way back, young lady.
Yes, she does.
Yes, I go way back.
Yep. Well, listen, I want to ask.
I don't want to hold you guys. I know other people may be trying to call, and you might want to play some of my music or something, but I just wanted to call and just to say hello and let you know that, you know, I'm just a big old fan, and, you know, you guys are just amazing.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Look what's become of that. Now you're a lifetime. You got a lifetime pass wherever we are. So it worked out.
That's amazing. And Julian, I'll text you his number shortly, right?
Okay.
Thank you, Julian.
I guess there are perks to be a fan.
Yeah. And have her text me and leave her name. Then I'll know who she is. Okay?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. You guys have a good one.
Thank you.
All right, sweetie. You take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye, everybody.
Okay.
Bye now.
You know, the world's getting smaller and smaller, guys. You know that?
Yeah.
Smaller and smaller.
Yes, sir.
I love it.
Well, guys.
So, wait a minute. I want to get confirm this, T-Mar, while you're on the phone. You're going to give me another date to come back, right? So you can play the song?
Oh, yeah. Now, you talking to me or Wardell?
You.
Wardell.
Oh, me.
Both of y'all. Wardell, you're the host.
Yeah, both of y'all. Both of y'all.
Hold on. Hey, wait a minute. I got to get that song uploaded. I'm going to play another song. Hold on. Tommy, why don't you just tell us a little bit about your solo career? Tell us how you got started. What made you say, hey, well, if everybody else can do it, I'm going to do it too? What was it that just that kicked in and said, hey, I'm just going to do this?
You know, myself, with Lakeside, I wasn't much of a writer because I was on the street too much, you know.
Okay,
and the Lord just spoke to me. You know, I've been doing gospel writing. I got a ton of gospel songs as well. You know, mm-hmm. we sung with a group called Holy Ghost Singers, and we constantly went to jails, penitentiaries, and, you know, and what we did, we just ministered. You know, we go to home for the elderly, nursing homes. We go to the hospitals. We were even doing funerals for people that didn't have any money,
wow.
you know. And so when I moved here to Las Vegas, I had a lot of free time. So I just started writing more and more and more. And I said, shoot, that don't sound too bad, you know.
After we
cut them and stuff, yeah. I also got a couple of friends from Lakeside in there, Richard Abernathy and Barrington Scott. You know Barrington, right? And Ricky. You remember, Wardell, I don't know if you remember Ricky. You know.
No.
I don't know. Ricky wasn't around then. But he came to California with us originally, Wardell.
Okay.
But I'm sure you've heard, nevertheless, you've heard of Barrington. He's been with the Temps. He's with the Stylists now. He's even doing a solo project. Hope you don't get mad at me for saying it, but yeah, he's doing a solo project right now. You know, and here's the thing. I'm not doing it for the money. Now, money's a great reward. I'm doing it for the love of the music.
Because
I see that that's going out, man. You know, I see that that's it's just about money. Now, I wish they were paying us when we were coming up to like they paying the artists now.
I know.
Wardell, man, we'd all have money.
Yes, that's right.
To do
Tell
good with it, don't you see?
Yeah.
I bring something up, too? I've just got accepted for a Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award from Joe Biden.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
congratulations.
That's a big deal, like Joe Biden said. That's a big deal.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing. The presentation is not going to be to August 21st here in, I mean, 20th August. Not 20th August. I'm sorry. April 20th here in Las Vegas. I'm going to send you guys out invitations and things, so if you got a chance. And they're giving me an honorary doctorate, man.
Oh, that's great, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it came back to bite me. Remember I was talking about all this the stuff we were doing with Holy Ghost Singers? We were going to nursing homes and things.
Right.
So that was part of the prerequisite. Somebody knew somebody that knew somebody. Next thing I know, I get a letter. So God
that's
is
great.
Good.
Mm-hmm. All the time. God is good all the time.
Come on, not some of the time. How often?
All
there you go.
All the time.
I got a quick question. And T. Meyer, you can jump in too. Tommy, please, both of you guys, pretty. As a kid, you know, I've always been a fan of like the artwork on album covers. You know, like Roy Ayers, Ubiquity.
Yeah.
You know, all of these great Entombed. The Pleasure Seekers album. Each of y'all albums had like a theme, and the artwork was made. You guys were like Robin Hood, you guys were like Elliot Ness and one, you guys were like, you know, Indiana Jones. What was the concept? And I probably might have asked this before, but I apologize if it is, you know, charge it to my 49-year-old head. But no, I guess what was this the meaning? Who did the artwork, and what was the meaning behind it? And what you guys wanted to kind of visualize for all of those who were more artistic and looking into the art value of those album covers.
You want to go first, Timur?
I'll go first, and then you can take it from there.
Okay.
Well, one thing, we were a 9-member group, And Dick Griffey said, "Well, you just can't have 9 people on an album cover. You got to come up with
something."
Sitting
on the steps or something.
Yeah.
Well, tired of that.
We kind of got together with the. I don't know how the first concept even came, but we just got together and started creating. You know, the concept of what we could be, and. And Dennis Lewis, Fred Lewis's brother, is the one that did all of our album covers.
Okay.
Yeah, he did them all, and he's very creative, so he even put his touch to a lot of a lot of it, you know.
Mm-hmm. I also want to add to that. Me, I'm really into history, and basically world history as well as United States of America history and Black history. And so what we ended up doing, the concept also came along, we wanted to portray people of color in situations in history that is not in your books.
Yeah.
Even though we were a part of it. Perfect example, in the 16th and 17th century, there were plenty of Blacks in England. And in the second one, if you notice, was Rough Riders. There were plenty of Black cowboys. You heard of the Black cowboys that were always around, you know.
Yeah.
And the Indians during the war, the Civil War, the Indians was calling us buffalo soldiers because our hair was like sheep wool almost. Buffalo rough, right? Now, a lot of people, he's just coming to light, but we knew this then. A guy by the name of Bass Reeves, he was the first Black Marshal.
Yep.
Okay? And a lot of people don't realize this. Guess what his M.O. was? He was giving away silver dollars. He rode a pale horse, and he used disguises. Now, the first federal penitentiary was in Detroit, Michigan. He sent all the people he arrested to Michigan, okay? Now, all those guys were talking about this guy that wore a mask, rode this type of horse, and gave away coins, and it was Bass Reeves, if you can look him up. Anyway, long story short, evolved into the Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
So, now, after that one, we also we have to take credit that there were Black pirates. There were Black explorers over the seven seas and the oceans. The original Blackbeard, everybody's heard that name, was a Black guy, a big, tall. Just Google whenever you want, and I'll move forward. After that one, like you said, it wasn't gangsters. Everybody thought it was gangsters. We were G-men. We were government men, and they had a lot of Black, like I said, U.S. Marshals, G-men, okay? Everybody took us as gangster because we were in character. We always wore the outfits that they wore in that century or in that decade. After that one, we went on to, you know about Fantastic Voyage, like I said. Then we went on to a few more, Your Wish is My Command. You remember this
one.
It started off, we were going to be like, what's the gigolo, that was Middle Eastern gigolo? Valentino, he played it. Rudolph Valentino played in it. But anyway, Arabian Nights type thing, right? And
right.
We happened to be, we had left RCA and went to Warner Brothers, and they wanted us to go out and do magic tricks. You remember that, T-Mar?
Yeah, that was
and
crazy.
And we protested, no. And even in the video, me and T-Mar was at the editing of the video. I don't know if you remember this, T-Mar. And they started off with a ram's head.
Yep.
And we told them not to do that. Take it out. They didn't do it, Wardell. They didn't do it.
They didn't take
but
it
anyway,
out.
Anyway, moving forward, then we wanted to be archaeologists because there are some Black ones. Let me give you one example. There's a gentleman named Henson, who discovered Poe. He was Black, okay? But I can't think of the gentleman's name who got the claim for it. Henson was the first one because he was the scout, and we all know a scout does what? He goes out in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so to answer your question, a lot of it came from history, and sometimes we just write a song and go with that theme, and go with that theme of the song, like Shot of Love. You know, Dennis came in, Shot of Love, okay, so he did it that way. But anyway, I talk a lot, so with that.
You're good. As a matter of fact, you're talking about Matthew Henson, so I love the fact that, you know, attaining, I mean, it's beautiful. And you know, I'm a former history teacher, so.
Awesome.
Yeah, I love the fact that you guys incorporate a sense of history and a sense of inclusion for our people. And I love that, the fact that you guys are swashbucklers.
Well, here's the thing about it, Don. Now it's coming to light.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? There's powers to be that doesn't want it to be, yet and still it's coming to light.
don't get me started. That might be considered critical race theory.
you didn't hear it from me.
I know, right? Well, thank you guys for that. I really appreciate that, man. And I'm sure the listeners appreciate you know that. Doctor,
hey Don, before you hang up, let me give you a little bit of trouble. One little trivial thing. Very few people know this because they didn't recognize it, but on every album, we had a dog. Next time you see any of our albums, you'll see a dog.
Really? A dog?
Man's best friend. On every one. Every one. You know?
Wow.
Okay.
It's always, if you look at it, there's always a dog somewhere.
Somewhere in the scene.
Wow.
Yeah. And I just love the concept. Rough Riders was the best album I liked, because we did that, even though most of our albums we did on location. The inside covers were location and outside was location. We did Rough Riders. Was it Paramount? Back Ride or whatever. I was on the horse, man. I was running all around the lot on it, man. I production for a while. That's why they put Otis on it, because I was going crazy. Otis is on a horse on one of them, and I'm on a horse on one of them. I really like that because we had some choreograph. I must pat you on the back, Timar, for that Rough Riders when we came out. My wife said, "Ooh, that's nothing but Toy Story, Woody."
Wow.
From Toy Story, you know. That dancing. If you got that video, you should play it sometime. You'll see.
All right.
Anyway, I'm done.
All right. Well, if he's done, it's time to play one of Tommy's songs. This one is called I Like It. We'll be right back.
Yeah, okay. I like it.
Every day, wake up thinking about you and what you mean to me. I get up with no care, knowing you'll be there, satisfy my every need. There's no way I can doubt it. when it comes to you, my baby. Friends say that I am crazy, wishing they had what I got, baby. They just hating me, appreciating. With you, I know I got a lot. Look at here.
Like when you go to that change, you got me thinking of Prince. I'm like, whoa, ooh, a Prince was here. You were like, hey,
hey,
Tommy, who's a singing background with you?
That's just me. I'm doing all of it.
That's you. I thought so.
I doubled the voices.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. It ain't too bad. It's some start. It's a start.
Tell us
it's
about the song.
You can play it for your kids.
Oh yeah,
you know?
It's really good. So tell us about this song. Like, how did you come up with it? When did you decide to record it? And you know, just that kind of stuff.
Well, I recorded it about 60 days ago or so. You know, and I just woke up, like the lyric says, every day. You know, I'm thinking about my wife. You know what I mean? I'm not getting packed. All right, let's get that straight.
You are.
Yes,
okay.
You are.
And it's okay.
Yes, you know,
it's
see,
okay
I'm not.
That.
See,
it's okay.
Let me say this.
You're talking
see,
to two married, three
this,
married men.
See, I'm true school, old school. See, the world would say, you've heard this one, happy wife, happy life. You've heard that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
I don't deal with that. I deal with what God said. It was God's plan for a happy man. That's the reason the woman was created. Okay?
Yeah.
Man was not created for woman. Woman
right,
was
right.
created for man.
Right.
So, you know, with that being said, so I got into that. If you notice some of the lyrics on one of them, especially, I really love this one. For you, I walk a straight line. In other words, I ain't going to chippy, I ain't going to play, I ain't going to be a player, yada, yada, yada. Then it goes on to say, for you, I'll do almost, that's the key word, anything. I ain't going to do anything.
Yeah, almost anything. Yeah, you gotta, well, you
so
gotta
that's
be
limiting a, that. I'm not going to say there is not a Christ. You know what I mean? Oh,
right,
no.
Right.
No,
oh, right,
no, no,
right.
no, no, no.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So, yeah. And then the last one that I really liked, and it just came to me, it was like, you know, it's like, you're a writer, Wardell. You're a writer, T-Mar. Sometimes they come to you. Sometimes, like that song, though, it took me almost a month to write that thing. Because I had so many different ideas, but I had to consolidate, you know.
Right,
and
right,
that's the
right.
challenge part. I had to consolidate what I thought
and
was
I noticed
the most important thing.
I also noticed, Tommy, that you used a different texture in your voice. You know, I know Tommy's voice.
Yeah,
right,
and
right,
you used
right.
a different texture in your voice.
Yeah.
You know.
Normally, you know, T-Mar, you remember our first recording with Frank Wilson. He wanted me to do such and such, and it wasn't me.
Yeah.
See, I did a gruff just to emulate someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Through all
right.
of Lakeside's career doing Top 40, I used a gruff.
Mm.
I wasn't known mm-hmm. for my first tenor or anything, you know, as far as soft music, you know, and things like that. But anyway, so yeah, I changed up a lot of it, T-Mar, in my voice, you know.
Who wrote the song with you? Did you write it by yourself or you had a co-writer?
Yeah, by myself. It was just me. And Jesus threw me.
Wow.
Well, now, what Tommy's not telling you also is that he wrote a song with Lenny Williams, A Power
yeah.
and Power. Tower of Power.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had Lenny on my show, and he told me about that, it was really good to know that he was working with my brother.
He didn't get to work it because it was during the pandemic, you know, but we still got a good reception from it, you know. We really did. I did all the backgrounds for him because you know Lenny. I mean, you know Lenny. He don't like to sing background. You know that.
Right, right.
Now, a lot of people don't know this. You're talking to the guy, or you're working with the guy that also sung background for Lenny's biggest hit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's Team Iron Otis singing the background on that.
Oh, man.
Actually, we did most of that album.
Because I Love You.
And probably a couple of songs on his next album, we did that.
Wow, and, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you know, Lakeside has always been quite versatile, you know, working with different artists. Because Otis and I, we did background for Merlin McCoo and Billy Davis.
Yes, and see, here's the thing. We all met them seeking Christ. Hello? They were seeking Christ, too.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah.
Frank Wilson was teaching. Remember, he had a Bible study class going on.
Yeah, yeah. You know, our time working with Frank Wilson, you know, the old Motown great, we learned a lot about recording.
Very educational.
Yes.
And we met Stevie Wonder through that.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Stevie Wonder paid, he was supposed to come in and record, but he canceled the recording session. And he paid for the recording session, and then he paid for our recording session.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, so we, you know, and Frank was producing us at the time, so you know Frank was happy.
Man.
So that helped his budget, you know.
Hey, Cordell, another trivial. Yeah. We did a thing out at the road we had.
Uh-huh.
Remember that, T-Mar? And all day long. All day long, a bunch of acts. Stevie had another commitment, and he was supposed to go on last. He came and asked us, would we mind if he came on before us and we go after him? And we said, huh?
Can you imagine that? We go after Stevie Wonder?
So history will say that we followed Stevie Wonder. He opened up for us.
That's right.
What he did? Here's how professional he is. He said, when he got through with his set, he said, don't nobody leave. You got a great group coming up. You'll be missing a lot. He did do that. He did
As a matter of fact, Tommy, if you remember, even throughout his show, he kept saying that. Y'all remember when I'm finished, y'all don't go anywhere. Stay.
Don't go nowhere.
Wow.
And God blessed us because we were the only ones to have lights. That night. We had the light, and it was nice. It was about 55,000, so it was
And what was so beautiful about it, they stayed. And you talking about putting on a show.
Yeah.
Lakeside put on a show.
We worked hard then. Harder. We always worked hard. No, pardon. It was a great time.
Man.
And you know what's so good about my years with Lakeside is the good memories, you know,
the camaraderie.
Yeah, great things that we've done working with a lot of different artists, you know, on stage, in the studio,
and people coming past, coming to your rehearsals, like the Lakers would come by. And,
yeah.
You know, just different things that you remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, back when the sitcoms, Good Times and all of that, you had people and actors and stuff coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just wonderful to be out on stage and see some stars out there to watch your show, you know.
Yeah.
So
and where we used to watch them.
Yeah.
You know.
Quick question.
I love the fact that we came out here.
There were
so, yeah, I'm
people...
sorry. Getting back to me.
Yeah. Yeah, let's get back to Tommy.
No, can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. No, I had a question as far as the newer generation, as far as sampling, you know, your music and hip hop and things like that. What did you guys? What are your guys' take? T-Meyer, Thomas. What is your take on, you know, the kids using some of your music as samples and things like that, like, you know, Coolio or whoever, you know, what
right.
What was your guys' take on it?
Well, we weren't mad at them.
Oh, heck no.
Those songs became hits again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so we benefit from it. And it's a compliment to an artist when another artist do your material, sampling it or even
mm-hmm.
redoing a song, you know.
Right, right. Absolutely.
I just love the fact that you guys have appreciation for it, because I get a lot of the conventional wisdom from other artists that said that they don't like it, you know.
Well, let me say this.
Go ahead.
First
the floor
and
is yours.
Foremost, from mm-hmm. my perspective
mm-hmm.
is this. To me, hip-hop reminds me of the 30s. Where they did the dances and stuff, you know, when they were doing the moonwalk, okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I like the beats. I like the tempos. Now, the downside, the lyrics.
Sometimes
I think we
the
can
content.
Do
yeah, yeah, sometimes
content.
I do.
Because, see, that's what's going to sell, okay? The content. You know, that's what's
going to
sell.
Some of my former students,
30 years
they love
now.
Your stuff. I mean, they love your music. They can kind of, you know, your music are on video games now, so a lot of the newer generation are feeling some
yeah.
of your songs through, let's say, Grand Theft Auto and things
yeah.
like that. I hope you got, first of all, I hope you guys got paid on that.
Well, that's what we're negotiating right now.
Yeah.
You know, because, see, here's the thing. Here's how things have changed, Don. Things have changed like this. When it was CDs or albums or whatever, you have a hard copy of a product, okay? Off an album, we might be getting $6 per album. An album might sell for 15. So if we sold 6 million copies, no, let's just do this. If we sold 500,000 copies to make it gold, add that with 6. So now we know we're going to get 3.7 million. Okay, today everything is going through the internet. We don't even know who's paying you now. I got blessed to sign with some up and coming group, and I'm going to throw their name out there. Red Giant Group, that's the name of the people. And
mm-hmm, yeah.
Robert King is the CEO. And so what I'm trying to say is the new age of music now, you know, it's not a guarantee. You can get a million downloads and only make $1,000.
Yeah, and that's the, you know, that's kind of like, I kind of feel for you guys, because I know you guys are, I'm not saying you guys aren't technologically savvy and computer savvy
yeah.
or anything like
yeah.
that, but I think the fact that, because back then, you didn't really have, like, computers that would, you know, access and download music. Like, you didn't do that in the 80s.
Yeah.
So,
and we're losing
the fact that now,
yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, people are finding outlets to make money on that. And I feel
yeah.
like you guys have been kind of,
is
the right word, it's screwed over. Is it the right word to say?
Hey,
you know.
Hey, Don, listen to this. When we were coming up, Cordell would tell you, T-Mar testified to this, a lot of times we had a song on the floor. Because we have to edit, we had to cut and slice. you know.
Absolutely.
Hey, man, we got a song on the floor. Now, all you do is loop.
Right.
Okay, now you got auto-tone. You don't need to know how to sing. You got auto-tone.
You know,
don't get me,
Wardell, I told you, Wardell, don't get me started on this subject.
Okay.
Lord,
so here's what I want to say.
Get me started.
Once again, I want to say, I like the creativity, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the upside. It's new. It's fresh. That's the upside, okay? It's just like the song I did. It's not like your normal R&B. Okay, so with that being said, all I'm saying is this. Come on, guys, let's keep it wholesome. Play. You look good playing, you know, some of this. Ooh, Lord. Hip-hop people. Okay. I
feel your pain, Thomas.
He's got a 7-year-old boy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is he playing his music for them? Because, see, we were raised like this, Don. If you can't
mm-hmm.
do it in front of your mama, you ain't supposed to be doing it.
And that's
right.
The thing, man. And I'm not trying to get on that. Please, don't. I'm not on a soapbox. I don't want to get on my high horse on that. But it's like,
okay.
You know, when you get older, me, you know, I'm 49.
You get mature.
And yeah. And it's like,
yeah.
I can't
it's
hear, you know, women being
it's
called out of their name
yeah.
and, you know, cats calling each other that word and all of that.
Yeah.
In music,
yeah.
that's just me. But again,
well,
if
we're
that's
degrading
what kids
our own
do,
people.
I don't have
that's
a problem with
point,
that.
Don.
It's just something that I don't
Don.
Do. Mm-hmm.
We're
mm-hmm.
belittling and degrading our women.
I can't listen to Straight
okay.
Out of Compton without cringing right now. So
now we're gonna get some call-ins in a minute. So I'm gonna leave that alone. I'm not against it. I enjoy some of them. I like all the rhythms and the beats.
Sorry about that,
phone.
I'm in the waiting room.
The lyrics.
Yeah. No, that's fine, Don. Yeah, it's a crazy world, man. And I
yeah.
And
well, things
I'm,
change.
Yeah,
we need
yeah.
to change the topic, or I'll be running my mouth for a while.
Well, you know, we're gonna let you go. Do you have any way for people to contact you, to follow you, to support you as you're
yeah,
doing your solo?
Yeah, they're putting up a website for me right now. I should be found on YouTube. Spotify, all of that.
Okay.
Amazon. All the majors except Apple, which will be done in about 2 more weeks. And I'm getting ready to I forgot what you call it. When they're watching over administrative privileges given to a couple of people I know. So they'll be taking care of the website. In the future,
okay.
though, just keep in touch with Solar Records. We have our own page, too, Original Lakeside Funk, and that's the Facebook. So I'm not going to be hard to find. Not going to be hard to find. I appreciate you. If you like it, please hit that dot, the thumbs up, and share.
I mean, you know, the title of the song is I Like It.
Yeah. And here's what I'm doing, too.
I love
I'm
it.
I'm doing an EP. Not
okay.
not a CD, an EP.
Right.
Here's the thing. Every 30 to 60 days, I'm going to be adding songs.
Oh, you're going to be dropping them. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be dropping 4 new songs.
Okay.
To that.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
I figure I get more longevity that way.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
More
attention.
So
T-Mart. T. Meyer, what do you have to say? You got anything to say in Tommy in closing?
I just want to tell him, Tom, you know I love you, brother.
Yes.
And
yes.
He can't wait for us to get together, you know, if nothing else, just to have dinner or whatever, you know, make music.
I
want to
do that. I want to do that song, T. Meyer. Sorry, guys. That was at Fred Lewis's service that you sung. Have you recorded it?
No, I didn't record it.
We need to do that. We need to do that. We need to work on that, if you don't mind. I'll call you.
Okay.
All right.
So,
well, we exchange numbers and stuff.
Yeah, that's it. Wow. Mm. Okay.
Can I do a commercial for you?
Yes, you can. Yes, do it right now.
Yes. It's happening every time, every Friday, with Wardell Potts. It's always going to be going down like four flat tires. So always to Solar Records with Wardell and Don. They're on the one. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. I like
Thank
that.
You,
yeah,
like
I like
you.
That.
We like
you should have recorded that, man. Record
it's
that,
recorded.
Put that as our drop. That should
it
be our drop.
Before
man.
I come in the next time, I'll just do a spot for you or a couple of spots.
You do a drop.
Yeah,
you don't have to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to make any kind of transition sound. Just give us your voice, your authentic Thomas Shelby voice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it, man.
Hi, Clyde. Love your family. you caught that, hun, Don.
Yeah, you know, hey, it reminds me of my on-air days. I know, right?
Right.
All right, I have a question for you, Tommy, from the listeners. That says, can you explain what you mean when you say that Lakeside were the Rolling Stones of funk? Lakeside were the Rolling Stone of funk.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's because if you've ever seen the Rolling Stones, they didn't have the hits the Beatles had. Okay.
The Rolling Stones, the Lakeside of rock. How about that?
Well, here's my point. They always give you a good show, though. They're going to give you a bit.
Right.
They coming with the A-game every time.
Wow.
You know?
Yes.
And nobody wanted to perform with them. The Beatles couldn't hold nothing to them. They had the hits, but they couldn't perform. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's why Stones are still together and still kicking. I went and saw them at the Horseshoe in Columbus, Ohio, where Ohio State plays. It was only like 90,000. Small.
That's
you
wow.
know. And they took it down, bro. I mean,
only,
I was impressed.
Only 90,000.
Hard to do that. Yeah.
So do y'all have any plans to go overseas, Tommy?
Yeah.
Maybe
when we
maybe
get that agent, when he comes through for us.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah,
hey,
right.
To play nowhere. Ask T-Mar. Wardell, we'll play at your house if you can afford what we ask.
There you go.
We'll set up in your front room.
Let's do it.
You know that.
Yeah.
We will set up in your front room.
Well, no,
Wardell got
the space now. You know Wardell has the space. He's got a farm,
man. Oh, yeah,
I think
you got a ranch or something out there, don't you?
Yeah, a ranch.
Yeah, we live on a ranch.
I'm not going to give the people your zip code and stuff. Okay.
No, go ahead and do it. Give everybody Wardell's address. Tell them to come
by
anytime.
Yeah.
The party tonight at Wardell's.
The party is y'all going to help me dig up this plummet. Bring your shovels when you come. No, I've done. We did it. We finished the plumbing yesterday. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory.
Hallelujah.
We got it all. Got it all done. But anyway, Tommy, I just got to say, man, what an honor it is to have you on. And it's been a long time since you and I talked. And I feel so blessed just hearing you guys and just sharing stuff with each other and stuff. So thank you so much, T. Meyer, for making it easy for us to do this. This is really good. And
well,
Wardell,
I want to say something to you. I'm getting sentimental now. My life is an open book, okay? I want to put it that way. I want the world to know that I appreciate you so much.
Hmm.
You know, you and my brother came to my rescue. I was an addict, okay? And nobody had heard from me for a while. I was hiding it from Lakeside and everything, and one day I'm at the park. I was homeless, I didn't have to be. I had a place to go to, but I was ashamed. Didn't want nobody in the group to catch me. I just want to say how the Lord works. I look around. I hear somebody call my name. I look around, and it's Wardell and my brother William. They came and got me from the curb, man. And we went and ate, Wardell, and I know you remember this. They took me straight to A&M Records. Wardell was working for A&M Records, so I hope you don't mind me telling your past, Wardell.
No,
I don't. Late right now to ask, huh? But he was a writer and a drummer for A&M Records. They took me there and recorded a song, and it was a gospel song. And since then, I've been on the right path. So God is
Amen.
Good. God is good. And I want to thank you, Wardell.
Oh,
yes, yes indeed.
Amen.
You were always my younger brother. I didn't want to call you little. And my favorite right guard.
Right. Man, we had so much fun. I felt so good when we played ball. We were playing basketball. I thought, man, are we pros? We were winning every
game. Yeah, I know, huh?
We kept winning.
And see,
we were just winning.
We played
at
UCLA a lot. And then also there where Motown had that hidden studio across the street from that was the park. We played there a lot, too.
What's his name? He was, Norman Whitfield studio. Wasn't there a basketball court out there, right?
Yeah, it was. It was.
Yeah.
But it was about a block away, though.
It was about a block away.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. The one that we really frequent was the one across from Motown's little studio hidden.
Oh, okay.
And that's where Michael used to record a lot. But anyway, I'll let you guys go.
Okay, man. Thank you so much, man.
You'll be receiving an invitation from me, okay, about that presidential thing, okay?
Okay.
I wish love, peace, and joy to everyone.
Yep, I'll send you a text message with Julian's information.
Okay.
All right?
Sounds good. Love you, Don. Love you, Wardell.
Love you, Wardell. God bless you guys.
All right, bye-bye.
You guys know how I feel about y'all.
Okay.
So I love all y'all.
I appreciate
Amen.
That, man.
Amen. We love
it.
That.
In this day and age, without love, you know, and I just want to thank the Lord above for another day journey. And
Amen.
Still here. All right. Bye.
Oh. And look, he's ready to go on stage again, right here, right now. All right.
Yeah.
Well, God. All right, guys. Well, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna play that song right there. That song I was playing earlier. This live Lakeside, giving into love. God bless all you guys, and thank you again for tuning in. All right, guys. Later on.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Thank you.
Give it to love, baby. Now, baby,
Love that ending.
Are you ready to move?
Lakeside, putting it down here on Solar Records Radio.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Thomas Shelby. We appreciate you, man. You're a true blessing to us today here on Solar Records Radio. We appreciate your time and T. Meyer, you guys sharing your stories. Oh, man, well, that was beautiful, huh, Don?
Love when T. Meyer is on hanging out with us, man.
Yes.
Yeah, because so, you know he has his own thing on the show. He has his own show and everything. Just to take time out and hang out with us, that's amazing. Love it.
Yep, that's right. That's right. So, but anyway, and you know, T. Meyer's wife was listening to the show. She was hanging all the way until the end of this song. she just hung up. So she just said, "I don't want to talk. I already know him. I'm good. I just want to just hear what they have to say." She listened to the whole thing. Wow, that's amazing. Anyway, Don Fleming and Wardell Fodge for Solar Records Radio. We are enjoying this this Friday as we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles.
Yes, and you can hear the traffic in the background. You can hear the traffic. You can hear me. I am outside. You know what? I hear me broadcasting live from Midas. I'm here getting my brakes looked at. No,
You got a free, gave him a free plug. Man, go ahead on, Don. You need to go. Tell them to write you a check.
Did I mention? I did mention him, didn't I? I did name drop.
Right.
My bad.
Yeah. Hey, it's all good.
I'm here at the brake shop. I am broadcasting live.
We can't
advertise.
Outside. No, we can't hear you outsideness. You sound like you're in the studio. You sound good.
Oh wow.
You sound good.
You hear the traffic and everything.
Yeah. No, we don't hear it. We don't hear a thing.
Oh.
The only thing we heard was that phone ringing. When that phone was ringing.
I know, man. I'm sorry, man, my apologies. Tommy, T. Meyer, Wardell, man, I'm sorry. You know, I was in, like, the waiting room, you know, so I'm kind of, like, you know, chilling, talking to you guys, having a great conversation. All of a sudden, you know, hey, it's still a business. People don't know how to call. So.
It's all good, man. We were blessed.
Right,
anyway,
right.
Man, so we got about 27 minutes left in the show, so I want to play some other songs from other artists at Solar. And we're going to just enjoy.
You remember I played that? I'm surprised you never heard that Jody Watley song I played last week.
Nope. Never heard it. Never heard it, but you need to play it. You can play it next. Or I'll play it. But here we go. You ready? Where are you, Don? Are you in the switchboard? Don Fleming? Uh-oh, we lost him. All right, guys. This is Wardell Punch Jr. Here we go. Let's get going. Hey, you guys overseas, I hope y'all are having a good time. Oh, by the way, daylight savings time. Sorry, I got to make sure y'all know we're on daylight savings time. So if y'all just tuned in and you missed the whole interview, then you know what? We're so sorry. It's daylight savings time. We're an hour earlier for the UK and for you guys that your time didn't change. And so we apologize, and so I'm just going to let y'all know until the rest of the weekend, daylight savings time. We have moved up an hour, all right?
We did.
So anyway.
We did.
All right, Don. So are you in the system, by the way?
No, I'm not.
Okay, all right.
I kind of wish I was, but no, I'm not.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to go and I'm going to look for that Jody Watley song. I got to find it. I don't know what it is. What's it called?
It's still a thrill. It's still a thrill. It's in my library.
Okay, cool. All right, I'll play that. All right, guys.
Cool.
Much love. Let's get it going here. All right. This is radio.
You know, everybody's got a fantasy. I got a thing. You got a thing. You know what I'm talking about? But let me tell you about my thing. I've always had this fantasy about going to the planet of Venus and visit Venus, queen of love, and swim with her in the famous river of love. So one night, dreaming, cause I heard a voice that said, I've been elected to take a trip afar to go galactic and fear your destination.
Take me to the river.
pass me by. It's not because I didn't try. Nobody saw me walking, and nobody heard me talking. Seems like I gotta do wrong, gotta do wrong, gotta do wrong before they notice me. Just won't rent. I go to bed, but my sleep just won't come. My belly's empty and my brain is numb. Nobody saw me walking, and nobody heard me talking. Seems like I gotta do wrong, gotta do wrong, gotta do wrong before they notice me. Seems like I got to do wrong before they notice me.
Everybody, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio and Don Fleming. We appreciate y'all hanging out with us. God, may God bless y'all and keep you and take care of you and enjoy your weekend. We are kicking the weekend off here at Solar Records Radio. So, Don, thanks so much, man, for everything, man. Appreciate your
wisdom.
And Greg, thank you for your flyers and just your wisdom, your questions, and your thoughts, and everything. Much love to you. And just I want to thank everybody. Also, Astrid's coming here. It looks like she's coming to visit us in July, the end of July. So, Astrid, just safe travels, sweetheart. God bless you, and we'll see you when you get here. She couldn't handle, you know, Greg and them coming. She's like, I'm coming too. So, but Greg was like, we got the, we met him first. He's my friend first. So, but anyway, we are all good and much love to you guys. And thanks again for hanging out with us here at Solar Records Radio. I think that's about it. I think we're about done here. And we appreciate everything. You guys are just amazing. And tomorrow we have Solar Wants to Dance. So 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard. Come hang out with us and let's have a good time together, okay? God bless you guys. I got that loving feeling here on Solar Records Radio, but I'm going to close us out with Stroking with Solar, with Dynasty on Solar Records Radio. Good night. God bless. Love you guys. Peace.
can tell we're gonna get closer. Come on, baby, just let it flow. Cause
life is right.
I feel you, baby, feel you.
Let me hold you tight.
It's you and I that's willing.
Need you in my life.
I never met anyone like you, baby, like you, lady.
You're the kind of girl
that I need in my life.
You're the kind of girl
that makes it alright.
You're the kind of girl
that makes it change what's the fun.
You're the kind of girl.
How could it be? Has come this way, down on my knees, praying every day, and I'm so glad you saved you for me.